Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, what? She's from Gore, Virginia. No, did you know that?
Once again, I was supposed to, you know, the Mike O'Mara Show, boom, and then I was supposed to do that. But it was like I hit the button, and it was a 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. So I was really going to, it was going to be funny. You were going to play the stager, and then I was going to
do you want to hear the stager, and then we'll do it again?
All right.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I go on walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like it used to be. I go on walking after midnight, searching for you.
Woo!
Thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to Stephen in Texas.
Ooh.
Stephen, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for giving me some enjoyment. I was never knew who Jack Kent Cook was until I listened to y'all's show. And one night at work, I found myself imitating Jack Kent Cook, saying the name. I found the perfect name for it. It's Lupita Nyong'o.
This is a good start to Why Don't. You're the first caller, Stephen, and I have to tell you, that is a, I have to. Okay, yeah, yeah. When you serve up a name like that for me, for Jack Kent Cook, I find it almost completely irresistible. I can't refuse. So here
we
go.
Let's do it.
We presented the Academy Award to the multi-talented Lupita Nyong'o. Stephen, you already made Wide Open Wednesday for me. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, guys. Love the show.
Have a good day.
That was terrific. Funny. Love that.
Well, it's all going to end now. We're going to go to Sacramento, California.
That's a great city.
And we're going to say hi to Mark. Mark, is this Mark S. Allen from Sacramento, California?
No, it's not. It's not Mark S. Allen.
That's
it's
good.
Mark Warner.
It's Mark Warner, Senator Mark Warner.
Good to have you on. Royalty.
Busy day for you yesterday.
It was. It was crazy.
It's quite a moving speech by Senator McCain, Senator Warner. It was special. How are things? I know you're not Senator Warner. You're Mark Warner from Sacramento. How are things in Sacramento, Mark?
Things are great. Things are out for my morning walk already, trying to get the exercise before it turns 105 out here again.
Crack of dawn, right
man.
After 6 a.m. Good, good
yeah,
for
what's
you.
Your waist size? Sorry.
What?
I think you heard him.
What's my waist size? It's 30.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Oh. All right. Wow.
Tony's into you.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Mark, what can we do for you today?
Well, Mike, I heard you talking about your phone issues yesterday afternoon, and I wanted to recommend, if you aren't already doing that, to use a Wi-Fi calling on your Apple phone. Up in Maine, if you have Wi-Fi in your house.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Not during the show, of course, because
that'll water down the
already significant issues that I have. Wi-Fi calling is probably a solution.
A viable option.
It's
viable
good to always solution. Jump in and use that wireless fidelity when it's an option.
Was that fidelity?
I believe that is wireless fidelity.
Did you slur fidelity?
No.
I'm just wondering.
I think that's one time I actually got it right.
Is Wi-Fi fidelity?
I think it is.
Mm, I don't think so, man.
What is it, Pony?
I think it's a play on hi-fi.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Wireless. Can someone... Hold on, Mark. Mark, we won't burden you with this call anymore. Goodbye. Let me... Let me say that.
Yes.
Oh, here it is. Would someone look up Wi-Fi, please? The actual. We've always called it Wi-Fi, and
Pony.
Rob equates it with hi-fi, which is high fidelity. What is Wi-Fi short for?
It's not short for anything. It's just a wireless play on hi-fi.
It is?
Well, there's wireless, but the fi doesn't mean anything.
Really?
Are you, what Google says? Are you looking? What?
You already looked it up.
See, yes, I am.
Okay.
You looked it up or you're looking it up?
I looked it up.
Yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's it.
Sometimes technology is that, you know, anticlimactic.
Oh, you
know
really
what I was
sucks.
Wondering about that?
Just like this conversation.
I was wondering. Ina from Texas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, good morning. My name's Ira, actually.
Oh, Ira. I'm sorry. That was my vision. Ira.
Okay.
Ira. Sorry about that, Ira.
It's all right. No worries. And a long time, second time, actually.
Oh.
Last time, believe it or not, was 12 years ago when my kids were born. I called you. It was still the Don and Mike show. And this is real exciting to get to talk to you, by the way. It's been a long time since I listened to you. I saw the Facebook.
Ira, can I stop you for a second, please? Because I've got, when this happens, there's a couple of things have happened to me that are a peek behind the mimic screen and my desire and ability to do impressions of people. The first was that great Jack Kent Cook call where the guy recommended it. Then when I hear a voice that reminds me, I've never said this on the air before. When I hear someone with a voice that reminds me of an individual that I have tried to impersonate or I have obsessed on the voice. Mm-hmm. And Rob may be able to help me with this.
All right.
You may track with me on this, but hear me out. And Ira, we'll get back to your call. Stay on the line. We're not going anywhere. Ira sounds like, even with a bad connection, and he's got kind of a Bluetooth connection. It doesn't sound that sharp. He sounds like the other anchor other than Diane Rehm on National Public Radio. And it might be like an Ira, too. It might be. And it's a guy that sounds almost like Dick Cavett. He sounds a little bit like this.
He has a very NPR-styled voice.
But there's a distinctive long-term anchor who is associated with National Public Radio, the national operation, not a local guy. Yes, Oscar.
A quick question. Can you say, caller Ira, can you repeat this? Next on Fresh Air.
Next on Fresh Air.
You sound like you could be the guy.
Yeah.
Are you the guy?
Are you a radio guy?
No, I'm not. Technically, I was a Las Vegas nightclub DJ for many years.
Oh, that explains it.
Okay. Nice. All right.
As was Diane Rehm.
Do you know the guy I'm talking about? Ira, I know all the way down. Well, he's national, so he might know him. Ira, do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Ira Glass.
He's a prominent NPR news anchor.
You're absolutely right.
I've always heard the voice. It's almost Dick Cavett-ish, and he interviews people. So cool. And I'm really sad. But anyway, Ira, I was just digressing because I'm kind of goofy.
Ira, when you're a Vegas DJ, how much trim do you pull?
Yeah, a lot of trim, I bet.
Not as much. I had morals.
Hey, Ira.
No. Let me take that back, actually. I was there till 4 a.m. most of the time, and at 4 a.m., not a whole lot left.
Hey, Ira, when were you a hot rockin' DJ in Vegas?
From 1991 through 2007, until I moved here to Texas.
That's a pretty hot rockin' time. Like that's the glory days. That's the renaissance of Las Vegas. Did you work at any big clubs?
I did. I actually worked in the Luxor.
Ooh.
Opened a club in the Venetian. Very debaucherous.
Man, that's do you know our friend Ronique?
I don't.
Okay. All right.
Small town.
That's it. All right. Well, I'm out with questions for you. Did you have anything for us besides
I do. It's very interesting. Let me order my Chick-fil-A food because I'm here
Get extra sauce. It's delicious.
This is awesome.
Can we listen in? Can we listen in on the order?
Oh, sure. Actually, it's free today. So listen, I'm going to order the free breakfast. Good morning.
Oh,
May I order whatever you're offering for free today?
Listen up.
It's a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin, you said?
Mm.
Sweet.
Sounds
I'll take
so
that.
Much
Thank
like
you.
That guy.
I love
the sausage, egg, and cheese muffin. Can I have that, please?
That'll do it.
Here's the newest from Justin Bieber. Welcome to Sweat Nightclub.
What?
Mike, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. That's not
he's,
like,
he's multitasking.
I'm like, gonna burst into tears if somebody mentioned Geronimo's name.
I loved you guys.
Why past tense?
Well, he's clearly listening to the podcast
now. Yeah. Say love. Live in the now.
On and off, I'm a huge Adam Carolla listener, and so I need to start putting... I need to replace him with you because he's very tired. Anyway, my point is, I had just had twins, and I know you won't remember this, of course, but I called you after a three-month paternity leave that I had with my job. I was going back to work. Uh-huh. I called the Don and Mike show to say... I love you guys. I listened to you. I was trying to heap praise upon you, and instead put my foot in my mouth, much like I'm probably doing now. And Don laid into me because I suggested, I said, hey, could you guys dedicate the show to me today?
I remember this guy.
You do?
Yes, because I stopped in my tracks when he said it.
He wanted the show dedicated to him?
Yeah, he didn't want a song. He didn't want an impression. He wanted an episode dedicated to him.
Ira?
I never got to talk.
Ira, stop talking.
Yeah, you can
stop talking. Ira, you're no longer allowed to talk during this call. Okay, do you understand me? Ira?
By not replying, he's a fan.
Yeah, but Ira, I dedicate today's Mike O'Mara show to Ira Schwartz from Texas.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
And Ira, now I give you permission to respond with your gratitude.
That's really...
Mike, you're a genius.
Let's go to Steven from New Mexico. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
That was great.
I have so
good morning, Mike. God bless you. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Very sweet.
How are you,
hey,
Steven?
This is a voice that would never be on NPR.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Somebody look up the anchors for NPR because I want to get that name. Because I swear to God, it may be a name like Ira. It might be a name like that.
Is it Ira Glass?
I'm asking you.
I don't think it's Ira Glass, but it could be.
Steven, what can we do for you?
Well, Mike, I wanted to thank you for all the joy that I've received from you guys. You came upon me. I found you guys when you were doing the Don and Mike show, and you had me busting my gut. You were doing a bit of imitating Steve Irwin about having the elephant kick you in the jimmies, and I totally lost it.
It was, I'll be honest with you, Steven, it was an impression I enjoyed doing up until his tragic demise. We kind of scaled it back after the Stingray incident. You know, I'm no Bill Maher. I'm not going to go to a Halloween party with like a spike in my chest and fake blood. Not that kind of broadcaster.
Yes,
good for you, Mike.
At a low point, I had just lost my fiance, and listening to you, the programs through the years, it really lifted my spirits.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you, Steven. I appreciate that. And you know what? That's the kind of compliment we love to hear.
Keep listening.
You know, lot of people go through a lot of crap. A lot of people more open about that, too. We appreciate that. Thank you for the call. We really do appreciate it.
I have a pretty intensive list here of all the hosts on NPR. Would you recognize the name if you heard it?
I might not. I can't guarantee it.
Tom Ashbrook, David Bianculli, Bob Bolin, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Robin Hilton, Neil Conan, Robert Conley, Audie Cornish, Dave Davies, David Dye, Ira Flatow, Bob Garfield, Terry Gross, Maria Hinojosa, John Hockenberry, Steve Inskeep, Bill Littlefield, Tom and Ray Migliozzi, Car Talk, Michelle Martin, Marion McPartland, Renee Montagna.
Wait. Who are the hosts of Morning Edition? Google it that way.
Okay, Morning Edition.
Who hosts Morning Edition?
Steve Inskeep is one of them. And...
Or All Things Considered.
Yeah, there you
go. Okay, you have Audie Cornish for All Things Considered. Bob Boylan.
That might be. What is it? No, how does the first name? You
Audie.
Said Audie.
Audie. A-U-D-I-E.
Audie. I don't know. You know, it's when the beep, beep,
Michael
this
Martin.
This is All Things Considered. Yeah. My name is Ira Vienna.
It's like on a transistor radio.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Hey, if it's Weekend All Things Considered, it could be Guy Raz.
No, all right, I don't
well,
know.
How about this, Mike? Well, we'll pull the different anchors.
Robert Siegel?
And we'll figure out who it
Robert
is.
Robert Siegel.
That's that who it is?
It might be Robert Siegel.
There you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
All Things Considered.
Might be All Things Considered, Robert Siegel. This is Robert Siegel, All Things Considered.
What's the free like breakfast today, Robert Siegel?
Today is the sausage and egg muffin. And Ira Schwartz from Texas is enjoying it. Let's go to Joey. I'm going to do the whole phone scan right now.
Nice.
Like Robert Siegel.
I like that.
Let's go to Joey from Hollywood. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Joey.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you today? You're on the TMOS Open Wide Open Wednesday.
I have a very non-sexual obsession with Oscar.
Oh.
And
do tell.
I just wanted to say, I was listening. Oscar, don't give in to pressure to have children if you don't really want them. Stand firm. And you know what? Don't give up on porn either, please.
Hey, yeah, I'm sure it's a non-sexual obsession.
Yeah.
Really sounds like it, Joey from Hollywood.
Yeah, stay pure and you know, think of me when you're touching yourself. Because it's non-sexual.
Joey, I need more of this in my life, a little more support. So if you don't mind, private message me on Facebook. We should be friends.
Send pics?
Yeah. Send pics.
Thank you. That was a lovely call, Joey. We appreciate it. Let's move on to Matt from Illinois. Matt from Illinois, you're on Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to have you on. What can we do for you?
Hey, I had to tell this story real quick about how Rob almost lost me my job when I made a work trip to Brazil. As I was, you know, trying to do my job and visit and meet people, and as things were introduced to me as being Brazilian, it was everything I could do not to respond with, well, which of course means it's totally hairless.
That's awesome.
I am so pleased to hear that my jokes almost got someone else fired.
That's great. Hang in there, pal. We appreciate that. Listen, we do have to go to break and start the show, but we're going to take a trip around the great United States on Wide Open Wednesday when we visit a revisit with Sacramento, California, a little trip down the highway to Florida, and we go to the heartland in a stop by Michigan. All that coming up on Wide Open Wednesday. And for those of you that aren't calling that saw the push notification, S-A-D.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Millennials are just so fast with their fingers, and they can Call of Duty and Skype and text. But you're completely crippled when it comes to basic things because your parents are always right there, and they're the experts. Typical millennial kid will go, Mom, we don't have any heat in our apartment. And the mom goes, well, you should probably call your landlord. Millennial kid, I'm not real good at calling landlords. Could you do it? And we do call the landlord because we don't want them to be sad.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us today, especially on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I'm Robert Siegel. Today's show is brought to you by Harry's Razors. I love Harry's. You will, too. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up. No, you know, it's just Robert Siegel doing a commercial doesn't work.
No, we need you, baby. We need you, baby.
And I love Harry's, and they are confident, and they are going to give you their blades for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. By the way, if someone can look up Robert Siegel audio from NPR, I want to see how accurate I am. Okay. I'm sorry to be obsessed in the middle of the commercial. Here's a true story. Jeff and Andy are two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. So they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience, and they backed all their products with a 100% guarantee. Harry's offers their wonderful, incredible blades that, as far as I know, I've never really had to change.
Yeah.
I just do it because I think, well, it's been 3 months. I might as well, but they offer their blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Did it moments ago. Absolutely loved it. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision-engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, and rich lathering shave gel that's just about, Robin, my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
It is the best I've ever used.
Don't forget the travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
Do it.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. It is wide open Wednesday.
Before we move, Mike, would you like a moment with Robert Siegel?
No. Let's listen.
Not only know what's in the news, but what the traffic is on my ride home. I also may be getting homesick for the big city up north.
Okay,
listen cool. to their traffic.
That is him, Mike.
Yeah, and
well
here
done.
Is a produced NPR thing on YouTube called A Moment with Robert Siegel.
Like anyone out in the audience, for me, it's very important to be able to pick Thank the you. Station on which I'll listen. It might you be know. A matter of wanting to not only know what's in the news, but what the traffic is on my ride home. I also
That's
may
it,
be getting
I'd like to know what the traffic is on my ride home.
It's amazing because you know what? Not many disc jockeys look like they sound.
Well,
this
done.
Guy looks exactly like he sounds.
Thin.
Yep. Bearded.
Yeah, okay.
Balding.
Right, very good. Let's go to Michigan, as promised. David from Michigan, you've been waiting patiently. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
Awesome.
But great.
I was wondering if you came up with Rob's clown name.
Oh, great question.
It is a great question.
It's not putting
because
the clown,
already...
right?
Because, Mike, you came up with a clown name for him long, long time ago. When
are you talking about Wadhams?
Punished. Him and Buzz were be... What's that?
Wadhams the clown?
No, it was Bobo the smoking clown.
Bobo.
No, no. This was Clanzo, the southern clown.
I don't remember that.
Hold on just a second. I'm just taking care of some personal business in the O'Meara household.
Sure.
Is everything all right, darling? Oh, they're not coming. Oh, all right. All right. Thank you. Sorry. Workmen at the house. You know, things go on here. Clanzo the clown. Here's a fabulous call. And might as well have the main work ethic. Get in the f***ing way of it. That's
hey,
fantastic.
Hey.
That's great.
It's okay. A horrible word with bad anyway. Connotations.
Yeah, so it's, Clanzo. But
I think we're going to reinvent. We're going to reinvent. I don't want to go, that's the easy
that's
route.
That's hate clown.
That's a hate clown. This might be a love clown.
By the way, have you committed to, if you've committed to it, you've written the end of my show, which is pretty exciting for me. That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
If you've committed to the, oh my God. All right, sneak
Relax.
Into New Orleans. Come through a window just to see the end of this show.
It's going
to
be fine. I don't know the angle the clown will go. Here is this. There might be a mix of classic French clowning. There might be an element of mime.
Don't say anything more. Don't say anything more. You're going to wreck it. Don't do it. Let's go to
prop comedy has not been eliminated.
Tony from Florida. Tony, you're on the Mike O'Meara show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Great.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I've been listening for 20 plus years, and it's freaking weird. I can't go an hour throughout my life without having some kind of reference to your show, and people think I'm freaking crazy.
Nice.
That's good, though. That's good, Tony. That's we like that. That's what we're all about. You know, and I know when something's funny and you obsess over it. And today, of course, I hope everybody's going to be quoting Robert Siegel.
Yes.
Well, somebody just called me and asked me what I'm doing. I said, I'm watching Card Sharks.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate
that. That made my day.
Let's go to Frederick, Maryland. Nick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, I am a Turbo fan. I feel like I listen to you guys more than I listen to my wife.
Good man.
I certainly do. And I got a problem going on here at the house right now that I wanted to see if maybe I could get some help with. I know that Oscar's doing a lot of home rehab.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got our kitchen, and I have contractors coming in and out of the house constantly. And it seems like every day I'm spending another $1,000. Any tips for saving money and how to deal with contractors that you guys might have?
Mike, you probably know this better than I do, but I'll tell you from recent memory, you have to have a cap on the job, and you don't pay the contractor all up front. You give them the dollars in thirds.
So dangle a carrot.
Usually, yeah. Well, some people do a third. But people do it. If it's a smaller job, you can do 50-50. That's what I did. My problem was with my most recent project here, I did the 50-50, and when it comes time to evaluate the job, if you're walking around and you're checking things out, please, don't do what I did, which was a week ago, running out of the house, having another appointment, having something scheduled, and rushing through that process.
Got to focus.
Because it's not fair to you, and it's not fair to the contractor, yeah. And it's exactly what we did, and it's why we're having to bring them back this week, and it's why they called today, and cell service is horrible up in Maine, as you know. So I think what I would say is if you're going to do the part of the money up front, you never pay all everything up front. That's insanity. You know, there is a... They're two kind of guys. They're going to be guys that give you contracts, and then they're guys that are going to just do the work, and that's going to add up. I did well with the guys that I had because they were trustworthy, and they're coming back to make something
it's
right.
To find
but
a good person.
It's hard to
and
do,
Oscar,
and it's hard to do it.
Oscar, would you recommend the YouTube route? Should I just try and save some cash that way?
No. Look, two things. I want to be very clear. One, there's a listener of the show. His name's Tony, and
hey,
he
Tony.
Rules. Hey, Tony! And he actually held my hand through this process after he heard that I ripped my radiators out on a whim as I was walking out to class.
Threw them away.
And so I'm lucky there. I'm almost spoiled because he really walks me through every step of like, this is what you can do, this is what you don't do, this is what you should do. What I would say this, it depends on the value of your time. If you really think you can knock a project out and you're diligent enough to get it done and you know that the hours it's going to take isn't going to be soul-sucking and it's not going to take away from your life, then do it on your own. If you don't know what you're doing, do not YouTube your repairs or any type of DIY. What happens on TV does not happen in your household. It's cost me thousands of dollars before I met Tony to realize that.
Let me interject for a second also, Nick. A household item, you can get by with a lot of household projects with this one product, duct tape. Mm-hmm. Get some duct tape. That's what I recommend
Excellent.
To you.
Good luck, man.
That's it. All right, you're done. Richard from
this old house. I love that.
We're going to do this old house. It's going to chase people away.
Horny Bob Spiewak just bought a lot of beer for his contractors.
A lot of beer.
Kept him happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Richard from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going okay, although right now I've gone from what was just a really great phone scam to once again letting an outside thing happen, which
during the show.
By the way, today it's officially over. Not that I'm pissed, but the fact is that we were rolling. I was so focused on the callers and what I have to do with people that are working for me and doing that, because I use every device I have for personal and professional use. I'm talking about my iPhone and my iPad, my Mac. And I have to tell people that when you're communicating with me, there's going to be a hard start at 9 a.m. You're not calling me. You're not talking to me. You're not doing anything. I'm not allowing it anymore.
Dead zone.
Yes. Thank you. But that's all. Other than that, we're having a great phone scan today. Wide Open Wednesday.
Back
one
on
of
the
my
horse.
Favorite. Yeah. Back on the horse. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I finally had enough. I finally defriended Buzz Burbank because I've had it with his Trump posts.
What now? What do you? What, I don't know anything about this. You act like we know what's going on. What is going on with this?
About 20 times a day, he'll post something new on Facebook, bitching and whining about Trump. Now, I'm not a Trump fan.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
I've had enough.
You know what? Long, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due, because he was right. And I can go into that area, too. I'm not a Trump guy either.
What?
Oscar told me a long time ago that, you know, that our audience, I don't know what our audience breaks down politically, but our audience does break down into what they want on this show. And what they want on this show is some yucks, and they want some escape from what truly anyone arguably that observes the news can tell you, that it's just chaos and one crisis to the next every single day. And I get burned.
Just
by hearing it. I you know, he's, if Trump says something outrageous and, you know, and he's getting called on and he's getting trouble for it, I get burned out when they beat that drum too much. I can imagine that's got to be a little bit frustrating. It's got to be a little frustrating with that. You know, with that said, when there's the real heavy stuff, I'm curious.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, but just it's like the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, I want to see more puppies or pigs on people's feeds, less about politics. Exactly.
Or maybe cats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what Facebook is for.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
And pictures
that
of your family and your hot daughter.
Yeah.
That's over 18.
Buzz worked with us for a long time, and, you know, sorry it had to happen, but you won't hear him defended here. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, you know what? Phone scan getting better.
Let's go to Maine. Don from Maine. Hello, Don. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Mike. Now, is this the weather that we live for up here in the state of Maine?
Well, I got to tell you, Don, I swear to God, this is just a spackula. I open this, you know, I got those, because the sun comes up so early up here, I've got those blackout curtains, and I pulled them open today, and my God, it was a diamond. It was absolutely spackling blue, and I'm loving life, Don, and I'm sure you are, too, if you're experiencing this weather.
Absolutely. Hey, have you been to the other bad place in Maine over in the western part of the state?
No, I actually, the only one I drive by, because I make so many trips to the airport, I drive by the Hollywood Casino in Bangor, but I haven't been to the western part. What town's the other one in?
Oxford.
How far would that drive be if I was to, you know, undo a road trip and head down there with my significant other? How far would that be to, what's that?
2.5-3 hours, believe it or not.
Well, it's not that bad, you know.
No, but it's got one of those waffle-making hotels right across the street.
Oh, waffle machine.
So I can do an overnight in Oxford. That sounds good. Are you a degenerate gambler, Don?
I lose a lot of money in the casino, what can I say?
God bless you. I hope you're enjoying the Michael Mara show. You know, I really
bet
do.
He makes it up with square eggs at that hotel, though.
I hope you got a chance to hear Little Slices of Maine with Tim Bettina. It's a debut episode. I hope you enjoy that.
I did. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Hi,
thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That's wonderful. Let's go to Austin, Texas. And is this Trip Affleck?
This is Trip Affleck.
Hey! Hey! You know
Hi,
what?
Trip.
Luminary.
Birthday boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it his birthday today?
It is. I bet he gets cake in his office.
Would you like the show dedicated to you?
No.
Too late. You know, there are people on social media that I have very little to do with. There are people on social media that I tolerate. And then there are people on social media that I think have quite a following. And I'm one of his followers. And that is Trip Affleck. And happy birthday. Happy 25th birthday to you today, Trip. You're looking.
Yes. It's the 30th anniversary of my 25th birthday.
30th anniversary.
All downhill birthday from now.
Trip, I have to tell you something. Food trucks. How are they? You know, where are they right now outside of your office, Trip? I mean, are you happy with the season of the food trucks? Unhappy? Where do you land on these?
This week is not particularly strong. We've got all the cleverly named food trucks. The Munchies, the Fridays, the Evil Wiener, the Glory Roll. The Glory Roll is especially obnoxious. They have menu items that follow along that theme, and it's actually embarrassing ordering off the menu.
Oh, I love your venom. I do. I love it when you spew your venom online. It makes me very happy. And I do my. I have to point out here to our listening, I do my level best to avoid that line of fire, which I've been.
Yes.
It's
not
a happy place.
Oh, yeah.
If you get on Trip's bad side, that's not a happy
space. Don't
be
on that radar.
No.
Yeah, it's not fun at all. Is there any, besides your wonderful birthday, is there any other reason that you called in today, Trip?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the stars at night are big and bright.
There we go. Good calls from Texas today. Hey, Tripp, have a wonderful birthday, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you this, but online, will you make sure to please let all of us that are following this news know just how many birthday cakes you receive at the office today?
I've already started posting them. I've already started posting them, and I'll have you know that the food truck today is an ice cream truck.
Hey!
Nice.
Enjoy, Tripp. Thank you very much for
calling.
We appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Tripp.
He's a good guy.
Funny guy.
Let's go to Brooklyn, New York. Oh, we're running behind. Brooklyn, New York. Paulie from Brooklyn. This could be a scene out of Goodfellas right now.
My greetings. Greetings, my man.
How are you, my friend Paulie? What's happening?
I'm doing very good, my friend. Thank you very much. Mike, I want to thank you and Rob for taking my birthday request on my birthday. I asked for Jack Cassidy requesting Engelbert Humperdinck and David Soul, and very funny. It really makes my my whole year doing that, Mike. I appreciate it.
Good for you, Paulie. And, you know, you don't meet many guys named Paulie in New York, do you?
Oh, I'm kicking one over now, Mike.
What?
Paulie rocks.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Paulie.
Real quick. My wife surprised me. I'm actually going on the Kiss Cruise in Nolan.
Kiss Cruise.
Right?
Oh, the band Kiss has a cruise?
Yes,
now, isn't Kiss doing something at our hotel that day? I mean, at the House of Blues?
We got a call from the House of Blues, and they said, there's a Kiss Cruise in town. Would you mind if they did a little something before your show?
Yeah, and we're doing our load, I guess we would call it a load-in, for our show, which is not, you know, we're not Led Zeppelin, so it's not a big deal. But it's pushing our sound check and everything else we do a little later. It's going to be a little tighter because Kiss is using the House of Blues. Is that before or after the cruise, Paulie, that they're doing the thing at the House of Blues?
That's starting, Mike. Well, we ship out the following day. Well, the thing is, my wife surprised me this week, it's for my 50th, that we're going on the cruise. Unfortunately, and happy for you guys, you are sold out for your show. Will you guys be doing a meetup after the show?
Oscar Santana's raising his hands over
If you're going to be down there, I have two tickets for you.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way this works. You seem like a guy we need to know, we need to meet, we need to hang out with. You should meet the other TMOS family members. If you're down there and fate has brought you there, we're going to hook you up.
I'm going to decode that. Oscar's afraid that you're in the mob, and that if we don't give you tickets, you're going to kill
us.
Put him on hold.
Please do.
Yeah.
I'll put Paul
Adam,
on hold.
Get his info.
Yeah, and we'll do that. We'll take one last call before we wrap up on White Open Wednesday. Greg from Arizona, going all over the map today. Yeah. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, boys. How you doing today?
We're doing great, Greg. What can we do for you?
So yesterday I was listening at the end of the show, and Mike went off on his
I'm right here. Awesome, I'm right here. So, Greg, if you're talking about me, when I'm on the phone with you, you would say, you went off on this. So that's that. So I'm right here, Greg. I'm right here, so you can talk to me. Because usually, let me just say something. It's usually a bit of a red flare when somebody says that. But I'll wait. I'll see what happens, see how this plays out.
No, it's going to be good.
Okay, very good.
You went off on one of your Grease Man things where you do your Grease Man impression. It's awesome. So it encouraged me to look up Grease Man on YouTube. So I was watching him do some of his early bits on YouTube, appreciating the art of radio theater. And I noticed that he doesn't wear headphones when he does his bits. So my question to you was why does he do that? Is that common in the radio industry?
First of all, it's not, and it's not common, and Rob might be able to answer. I never saw him work live. Did you, Rob?
I saw him work live a couple times at the Improv. When he was in studio doing his show, he wore headphones. What you saw were actually produced video bits. Mm. So the headphones were taken off, I think, in an effort to make it a little more visually appealing. Was it Greg, the one where he was a lawman?
No, I've seen that one, but no, it was a different one.
Okay, but yeah, he did stuff for the video without video without.
Let me explain, Greg. If you don't have them in a studio scene, in a studio setting, you get a little of this.
Yeah.
You hear that, Greg? That's coming down the line. That's why we have to have these little headphones.
D-back.
Now, some DJs like Don Imus will wear the under ear. Headphones to protect his beautiful bouffant hairdo,
and also they provide oxygen, right?
It's from his eye and on. That's it. Yes, But thank you. That was a good call. I was a little paranoid there, but now everything's fine. And that was, I give that an 8 on a scale of 10 for Wide Open Wednesday. That's absolutely incredible. Well, that's wonderful. We'll take a break. When we come back, a thank you. I'll tell you all about it when we come back. I love this song. We'll be right
back. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky.
You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass.
Big and bright.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron!
Yay!
The number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Talking to my sister about that just the other night, how much she loves it. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they are doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. How does Blue Apron do this, you may ask? I'll tell you or so. They support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients, and it can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. How do you like some seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers? You're not going to get that on your food truck trip. Your creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles and sweet potato wedges. Yum, yum. By the way, my wife and my sister, all about the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
All about it. I'll bet it's better than what's in your fridge. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. I want to just get this out of the way, all right?
Okay.
I make lots of jokes about Dirk Vastrick sending me a gift that I have to put together. I can't tell you. I mean, it's just, it's one thing when somebody does something nice for me. It's another thing when you do something nice for my kid. But I was sitting there, and to Dirk and various other folks that over the years have sent my kids stuff, and to Rob and to Oscar, he's playing with his little electronic spider yesterday that Oscar sent him. He was in the backyard with his binoculars and his vest, and he's just and Carla's reading the bug book that Rob got him with the binoculars that Rob got him and the bug vest, and just it really is necessary every now and then to publicly say thank you to everybody. You know, you guys, I don't know if you know how much that means to Carla and me when you do that, because it's just, you know, it was almost great that yours arrived a day or two late, Oscar, because it was...
Well, then you knew it was from Oscar.
Story of my life.
It was... Carla came back... When I came back from my reunion, she was talking all about your book, Rob.
Right.
And the vest and the bug book that you got. And then he's out on the, on the deck last night playing with the little bug thing. And I said, you know what? I'm really blessed that I've got, guys that are, that are just so kind to do this. And it really, we all joke about the gifts for our own birthdays and stuff like that. But to do that, it was just
us feel good. As a father of a 14 and a 16, I miss shopping for an appreciative audience.
It's nice to see them happy.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's the most fun age to shop for. Because, you get
excited.
Binoculars. Who cares? Yeah. And he's over
I
the
got
moon.
Him a little... Like, it's meant for his age group,
right.
Maybe a little higher,
right.
But a remote control spider.
I know
right?
the ones you mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's just...
I'm going to talk about that, if you'll allow me
yes.
here, because, it wouldn't be me if I I just kept it all real sweet and light, but...
Ruh-roh.
The spider.
I love that it's going spider and not binoculars.
Yes. last night, sorry, can't do anything on the binoculars, the vest, and the wonderful bug book. Can't really find a hole in that one.
Boom!
I'm going to tell you this, though. That on the deck last night, cute. Kathy did this fake scream. My sister, ow!
Yeah.
When the spider came over there, I'm like, oh, isn't that cute? This morning, I have a routine. I get up at about 6:15. I prep my show. I go downstairs, get my morning tea, and I sit there and watch the local news programs.
Sure.
And in many cases, I need about 15 minutes of pretty, you know, undivided head, just to digest everything, to make sure I don't miss anything.
Proper headspace.
Oddly enough, I found a sound that I call power drill that's in my my replay over here, that's in my little Mac, that sounds remarkably like the sound that the little bug makes, you know? So this is exactly this is exactly what it sounds like. So I'm sitting there going, from NBC, this is the... Michael, is there... Michael, is there... Michael, is there... Michael? Michael, is there a way that... Could you perhaps just take that into the other room? Could you take that into the back room? Michael? Michael, it's cute. Your spider with the glowing eyes is... Could you maybe take that over? Because I'm trying to watch my morning Joe. Yeah, that's what I watch in the morning. Very good. Michael! You know,
How would the spider rank against, I believe, the last birthday gift that Oscar sent, which was the fire truck that yelled Chinese things?
Yeah, get out of my way.
Yeah.
I think I'm dealing with a fresher experience, Rob, and I think...
Okay, so the spider wins?
It was just
I'm
a
so
little
sorry.
Problematic. It was, you know, but he loved it. It was cute last night.
Yeah.
It was cute when I came walking in from the airport with my daughter Elizabeth. It was wonderful. And then sitting out on the deck, Kathy goes, oh, he's scared, and it's cute, cute, cute. And then this morning, it was seriously, well, maybe because of the smiling Irish bastard last night. Maybe a little too much. But I just wanted to say thank you, because it's very, very sweet that...
we love him, Mike.
We do.
Yeah.
The only sad thing is that we only get to see him virtually, as a rule, but every time we see him, whether it be Skype or on the internet, God, he's getting big.
He's 6 feet
tall. He's getting big, but I will tell you, he's developed one little problem, which is his I call it his angry face.
Oh.
And I'm not sure, but the angry face is this curled in lip when you know, and he's, I think it's a 4-year-old thing where he's taken to grandiose statements that he thinks will be hurtful when his feelings are hurt.
That's also a 59-year-old thing.
One that he tracks with that gets a rise out of me would be, I don't like Maine. The thing, and I'll play it one more time. You don't want to hear it. But he plays this, and I'm like, Michael, and then I pick it up, and I'm like, Michael, you've got to play with that in your room. And he goes, I don't like Maine, Dad.
Yeah.
I want to go now. I'm like, all right, you little crumb crusher. Go ahead and put it back on the floor. Go ahead. I don't care. Have fun with it.
Could be worse.
It all day long.
What I used to get from Robert.
Yes. Oh God, turn that off.
Robert, I just used to get. I hate you.
We haven't gotten there yet, but I got a little hit on the forearm.
Oh boy. You know? Yeah, it's bad.
And I'm not averse to a little whack on the bottom for a reminder. You know, just a little. But I haven't done it in about 8 months, so I'm hoping that you know. And I never want to do it publicly, because you know there are people that would report you to the law.
Yeah, I put mine on the internet.
No, he's a good kid.
I YouTube it.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Well, you know,
that he has that. He's got that radar, though. It was like, what can I say to hurt somebody?
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to know, and you boys have experienced it, every one of you, did he get the rage gene? Yes, he did. He got the rage gene. Lucky me. We'll take a break. We will come back. I want to remind our listening audience to stop sending me certain pictures.
Okay.
That I think I received enough for a lifetime. We'll talk all about that. And we'll discuss Airbnb, because we do have somebody that knows his way around it, and I'm afraid of it. And I don't know why, but... it's a complex thing, isn't it, Robert Siegel?
It certainly is, Mike. More will continue on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there! This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week we do something we haven't done in a long time. We clink some glasses, discuss the atrocity of mangoes, and geek out over our revamped turntables. It's a lot of laughs. And so much more.
Roy Smack!
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Is that drunk show?
Yeah, oh, it's
drunk,
a drinky one. Show. Absolutely. Yeah,
drinky
we are.
Show.
We started drinking before we hit record.
Did she think she does Katie consider mangoes to be atrocities?
Well, we found out, you'll hear it in this week's episode, mangoes share a gene with poison ivy. And she had a bad experience.
Allergic?
Meanwhile, I just hate mangoes because I think they're taking over pineapple.
Okay, thank you. That's Cake and Cookies.
Mango. There's some raving.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we discuss leeches.
Ew.
Ooh.
Leeches are segmented worms that have needle-like suckers on each end and feed on the blood of vertebrates. They drift aimlessly in freshwater environments, hoping to suck the life from those that they encounter. Just like the average piece of floating filth that listens to the daily TMOS podcast and doesn't subscribe to the bonus show.
Filth.
The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. If you take the regular show and take and take and take, you're no better than Gerudo medicinalis.
Right. Mm.
A common leech.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. Sometimes when I read it straight, it's just fun, isn't it?
I like the Larry King, like, yuck.
It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. So please quit sucking. And we thank you.
Please.
Welcome back to the show. Before I tell you about Airbnb and everything else I want to talk about, let's go to Alan from Las Vegas on Wide Open Wednesday. Alan, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am not a leech.
Good.
Oh, you're a bonus show subscriber. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah. We appreciate that. What can we do for you?
That's why I'm calling, because as a new bonus show subscriber, I've been going through the back catalog of all the old bonus shows, and I'm up to number 84, and I got to say, I'm learning a lot about you guys.
Say no more.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Keep listening, Alan, and enjoy yourself out there in Vegas. Let's go to Nick, Fredericksburg, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show, Nick.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I want to say to y'all, hey, I have a blessed day. And on my darkest of times over the past few years, ever since my old lady left me, y'all kept me laughing and going. And I remember y'all back from WAVA days when Fridays, y'all would be doing the dialing for transvestites.
The dialing for transvestites.
Yeah, we did that dialing for transvestites.
Mm. It was fun.
Yeah.
Nick, is everything going all right for you now?
Oh, yeah, everything's going great for me now. Come to find out that I was actually married to my first wife and my second wife at the same time because the judge never signed my divorce papers.
Oh, my goodness.
What a merry mix-up.
I hear that. Hey, Nick, just for S's and giggles, can I get a hell yeah from you?
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yes!
He delivered that.
Yeah, he gave more than you asked for, Mike.
Jeez, wow.
That's what you call a bonus.
I never thought I'd end up loving Wide Open Wednesdays, but this was a good one today. Couple of things real quick that I wanted to talk about. Flight tracking. Elizabeth came and flew in yesterday.
How is she?
To Vegas. She's wonderful. It was great. At one point, we were texting each other and communicating in a silly way with just emojis.
Oh,
that
makes
no sense. And then she won when she put the smiley face with the cowboy hat on. So it was just a fun day.
I believe he just called.
But that's him. It's Nick from Fredericksburg. But I just wanted to say the technology of it's just sometimes it's so wonderful to have the apps on your phone now where you don't rely on an arrival departure board in an airport anymore. You drive into the airport, you pull over, you take a look at the app, and you know where the plane is, what altitude it's at, how fast it's traveling, when it's going to arrive. You're sitting there, and I like to sit in a place where I can see the main runway, and actually see just how close the timing is, because they're always a little bit off, of the radar that I have on the app in my telephone landing. And it's really, really fun. The only thing I notice with these apps is that at the crucial junctures, like landing, that's when the app kind of goes like that. But it was kind of cool the fact that I can sit in an airport and know when.
Do you think maybe the app is designed to go a little squirrely because they don't want too much info to get out?
I have no idea. That's an awfully dark conspiracy.
Yes.
Just a
conspiracy
thought.
Theory
just a
there.
Thought. Or maybe because that's when everyone is logging in because they want to know exactly what time it's landing.
Waze shaved 35 minutes off my commute today.
Waze is better than having a call, a phone. Having the phone, it's nice to be able to text and talk to people, but now Waze is the most important thing to me on that telephone.
I have to say, you remember when I reamed out Waze years ago when I was complaining about it? I have to say, having driven 30 hours to get up here, I will tell you that Waze, especially when you're in a problematic situation, I probably should have used Waze on my way down to my reunion, and I didn't. And we used it on the way up from Florida, and I think you're absolutely right. I think Waze, what they've been doing is what all app developers, as you know with Mr. Moore, you have to constantly tweak and make it better and improve it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. You know, something that else is new technology, not new technology, but new economy, is people renting out their houses with Airbnb. We're doing an overnight over the weekend. We're going to go up over the Canadian border and just take a day and
Boo!
See some sights. Sorry, Rob.
Bring back intelligence, really, Mike.
Canada.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
Stay aware. Yeah. If you see something, say something. And say
Airbnb,
it politely.
I just can't bring myself to doing it. I don't know why, but
it's creepy to me.
Have you had an experience with it, Oscar?
I've stayed in two Airbnbs, and one was set up by my sister, one was set up by my brother, and both experiences equally just surprisingly wonderful. You're in someone's house. They keep it clean. You can check the ratings before you get there, so you know you're going to a solid home. It's two-sided. They can rate you as well as a guest. And I mentioned this before the program briefly, and you said, wait till we talk about it on the show. Since you do have a home in Florida and you do have a home in Maine, depending on where you're staying, it would behoove you as a passive income, especially as you're getting into your later years, to rent one of those homes out.
Oh, jeez. Thank you.
Yeah, that was going so well, wasn't it? Up until that very end.
Getting into my later years.
Yeah. It's creepy to me. It's just a creepy notion.
I'll ignore that compliment and say as far do you go into a, are the people in the house when you go to the house?
It's usually a separate living space,
right? Yes. The two experiences I've had were that the owner of the home had somebody else running the property, right?
All right.
So you'd stop by, pick up the keys, like you just rent a regular house.
Okay.
But it was like a sister or a brother stopped by, like, so and so's not here, but here are the keys. Have a great weekend.
Kind of like the movie Hostel.
Yeah, I picture somebody saying, excuse me, where are your towels, Mr. Gacy? They're in the basement? All right.
They're under the box of clown noses.
Which made me kind of dig in to see what's available out there. Mm-hmm. The one real creep factor, and this is the only thing you have to look out for, Mike, is the big red flag, is when I don't like the idea of someone renting their main home and then them staying in the guest house in the back. I want the owner of the home to be way far
elsewhere.
Away.
Yeah.
I want him to be off property.
Off property, yeah.
Unless it's a bed and breakfast with other guests living in the house.
What if it is a mother-in-law house that is separate from the building?
Still not cool with me.
Okay.
I remember
Full circle. I either want them off property completely or I want them in the same bedroom with me.
But you should, Mike,
we're going to be playing bridge for 10 cents a point.
It's cheaper. Right. The people that run their own homes care about their homes more than you'll ever get in a hotel. If you ever take a blacklight to a hotel, I'll never do it. I can't imagine what's on that floor.
Well, I couldn't find the best price, so I decided to take a motel.
I think that's good. It's just creepy to me. It's always going to be about being in someone else's personal space, whether or not they're there.
But I might do it, though, because I think the cheap factor trumps all. And if it's clean and you get more
decent
space...
You get more space, and the people care. I mean, if they're most people that are showing their homes, if they got a solid rating, you can see that, Mike, right on the website, right, and on the app. Mm-hmm. If they have a solid rating, this is their business, and they're going to care more about their business than anyone else had. I love hotels, but some hotel owners and managers, they don't care as much as the owner of a home.
I've never once been in a hotel though where I thought, you know what. This is nice, but I'm a little concerned that the guy at the front desk is going to come up and stab me tonight.
Well, it's why I veered off the six-bedroom house, the 5,000-square-foot house that had the review that says smells like dead bodies.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Dave. Dave from Maine, our last call on Wide Open Wednesday. Dave, you're on the show. Hello.
Best for last. Hey, Mike, you need a hammer for hire today?
Ha 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 ha!
Oh, my golly, I do need a hammer for hire. That's a wonderful website. We'll start that, Hammers for Hire. Beautiful. I think that's fantastic, Dave.
All right, hey, listen, Dave. I'm coming across. What? Yes, sir.
Yes, the blueberries are in season, Dave. I just want to pass that along to you.
I hear there's an awful lot of them this year, Mike, driving the prices right down.
Absolutely. Make yourself just an S-load of pies. That's fantastic. But you're coming into the neighborhood, I understand. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, so well, I'm right across the big bridge there in Bucksport, and I'll be up in Ellsworth in about an hour.
We'll see you there. Thanks, Dave. This is Dave from Maine, right, my hammer for Pahaya. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's take a break.
That was awesome.
You know what was great about Dave? He didn't overdo it. That was dead on. That was really great.
I'm your hammer for hire.
Driving those prices right down.
That's right, blueberries. I swear to God, the ground, look around the ground here, it's all blue. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. After a hot, sunny day at the beach, there's nothing more refreshing than a tall, cold glass of the Mike O'Meara Show. Lightly carbonated, 100% natural, no added sugar, and a slight taste of ham. It's the Mike O'Meara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low, and inventory is low. So fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, boom, bam, as Mr. Santana would say, they will get you there fast. And speaking of Oscar, he was the one that used our friends at Cornerstone First Financial, and they got him financed quickly and easily, and you love the experience.
They love when someone tells you, go out there, compare the rates, we've got the best rate, and they did.
Kick the banner or click the banner on our website and call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing time, which is a wonderful deal. What's the deal here, Wade?
Hey, it's my deal, Wade.
This is my deal here, Mr. Wade. That's 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. They do a great job, and you're going to love them.
Oh. News.
User.
I really do believe, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but I do believe the NFL is a very large entity, and I believe that they have kept this story as tamped down as they possibly can.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I really think that it's a good idea to spotlight this when these stories come up. The American Medical Association put out a new study showing that a shocking 99% of donated NFL players' brains have CTE. You remember that from the movie Concussion?
Yeah. Right.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And it's the degenerative brain disease linked to repeated blows to the head. 99% of donated brains.
Scary.
Yeah.
A neuropathologist examined the brains of 202 deceased football players, and of those, 111 played in the NFL, and of those 111, 110 were found to have CTE. That's right. Only one of the brains had no signs of the disease. It's worth pointing out that the families of these players specifically donated the brains to science because they suspected brain injuries. Mm. So it's not a completely random sample of NFL players. Still, 99% is pretty shocking and does raise concern about the link between football and brain injury. And I know people like your buddy Dominique are pretty interested in this fact, too.
He was during the collective bargaining agreement with NFL and NFLPA. This was one of the main topics and issues that were being championed to say, look, we gotta make sure that we take care of these guys. If this is happening at the rate it's happening, we got to make sure we take care of our players.
And another thing that was said at the front of this that I think we need to revisit is, remember when that movie came out? It had star power.
Yeah.
And hey, it was a good movie.
Yeah,
and it went away awfully
fast. The machine just kept it down.
This is the entire reason I bring this story to you, because this is the last paragraph of the story. The researchers say About 1,200 other NFL players have died since they started looking at the brains. And even if all of them were negative for CTE, if you include the 110 that were, the minimum CTE prevalence, which is not going to be even a relevant factor, would still be close to 9%, vastly higher than the general population. That's if none of them were
amazing. Clear. Yeah.
Amazing. It's going to be much more significant than that. I thought that was interesting, right? This story is for Rob Spiewak.
Thank
Simpsons
you.
Creator Matt Groening, or Groening.
Groening
is doing a, I always say Groening because it's G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.
Oh, Matt. Oh.
Matt Groening is doing a new animated show for Netflix called Disenchantment. It takes place in a crumbling medieval kingdom called Dreamland. Do you think he's doing a thing on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, probably. Sounds like it.
Groening says it's, quote, it's about life and death, love and sex, and how to keep laughing in a world full of suffering and idiots.
Wow.
Despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you. I hope he
can't wait.
If he doesn't send off on Game of Thrones, I'm all over it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
The main
great.
Character is a hard-drinking princess named Bean, voiced by Abby Jacobson from Broad City. Netflix has ordered 20 episodes. The first 10 will premiere sometime next year. Hopefully you heard it here first.
That is awesome. And you know what? Here's to Netflix for even branching out into animation. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very
expensive
cool.
Expensive investment.
They're on an upward curve. They are. Here's the biggest story of the day. I really sit down. You are not going to believe this.
All right.
This is huge.
Huh?
Mayim Bialik and Joey Lawrence are talking about doing a Blossom reunion.
Yes! Woo!
Oh, baby.
You know, if you had all the actresses in the world, Mike, and you had to select one that sounds like a sour stomach, it's Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Joey Lawrence says, and I love to quote him.
He's brilliant.
Mayim and I talk frequently. Mayim is interested in doing some type of reunion with the show, and so am I.
Yeah.
If we can find the right place or the right piece. Well, I guess he found the right piece when he got Mayim.
Hey,
right?
Hey,
am I right, ladies?
Look out. Anyway,
bucket hats. They're back.
They're trying to do it. I wish them very, very good luck. According to a new study out of the University of Wisconsin, women who show some cleavage at work are viewed as being better bosses and more powerful.
Oh, well, nice.
What do you say, huh?
I and say that yes. Effect,
that effect was a, how about you, HPS? Yay, women. That effect was
yay, cleavage.
Yay, b***er. That
that's the name of the new Blossom episode.
That effect was especially strong with other women who overwhelmingly said women showing cleavage seem more powerful. The researchers say they were surprised by the results. But, like, you know, I love it when they give a quote like that. All these researchers are, yeah, we were surprised.
Oh, what was, huh? What?
But apparently when it comes to women's sexuality and work, it's a minefield to navigate. Here's the quote. Dressing too provocatively can have negative consequences, but their findings suggested that the right combination of clothing
yes.
relaxes and centers me. No, I'm sorry. The right combination of clothing
yeah.
can project power.
Yeah.
Undo a button, yeah. Pony.
All right.
That's what yeah. they do.
Too much undershirt. Oh, too much undershirt.
That looks, like,
me
looks like a soup bowl.
Do you slather your hands with Purell before you eat? Do you thoroughly wash your fruits and vegetables? Do you go to the dentist every 6 months like you're supposed to, but no one else does? Congratulations, you're going to outlive us all. A new study has found that people who are neurotic have a lower risk of dying than people who are calmer and more relaxed.
Oh, that's nice.
The researchers say it's because those neurotic tendencies have positive benefits when it comes to making healthier choices or going to the doctor early when something might be wrong.
Mac.
I guess the study didn't count the lazy slobs who are also neurotic.
That's true. The lazy
you'd
ones.
You'd be neurotic and not give a rat's ass.
Yeah, you know, you'd just be like, nuts.
Oh, I'm really worried about this spot. Well, why don't yeah. you go to the doctor? Because I'm lazy and stupid.
Bump.
Bump.
Poor Bump.
Yeah.
PB.
Our sympathies go out to yes. Mac, who lost his puppy dog.
Heartfelt condolences. Yeah.
Absolutely. Some now a little something something.
Oh, this will be the last story of the newscast.
We're not monsters.
No.
Come on.
Yay, boners.
Some people in Pattaya, is it Pattaya, Thailand, were walking on the beach on Monday night when they spotted something out in the water. It was a bright white human-like shape floating just off the shore, and they were pretty sure it was a ghost, so they called the cops. The cops got there, quickly realized it wasn't a ghost. It was just a very pale woman. She was a 40-year-old Chinese tourist named Zhang Yan. And after a night out drinking and partying, she decided to go skinny dipping.
Ooh. Sure.
And it caused like this panic in the town. The cops wound up taking her back to her hotel room. They decided not to charge her with a crime, and that is the reason Pony Boy is no longer allowed in the water at Virginia Beach. Thank you all very much. What is that ghostly apparition? Nice. I just did a Leno. I explained the joke. That's silly. I shouldn't have done that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault and Rob.
She sure Rob was pale.
Safe home, Mac Dog.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work at half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Look at you. You disgust me. Men walking through life with that, oh, I'm so handsome, you could die look. Never caring about your internet neighbors. And ladies, you know better. Strutting your stuff like a high-priced escort. No care for your fellow man. No emotion. No attachment. No real love. You're the guy or gal that's shopping Amazon, but not accessing it through our website or our app. Are you really that cold? Are you that distant? Selfish? Unfeeling? I don't think you are, but the answer lies within yourself. Really? Go to your computer. He's found a niche. Go to your computer and save yourselves and TMOS. Shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com. The page has a new look, and you will love how easy it is to help us by helping yourself to what you really need. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. You are the butter in our financial mashed potatoes. Don't make us have to whip you. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money, and I promised Oscar yesterday I will not obsess on the Amazon thing.
But it's great. Amazon is the best.
Obsessing means you care, Mike. I appreciate the care.
Yeah.
All right. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, July 26, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
It is so fun when two things you love come together.
Oh, yeah.
And this is pretty fantastic. They call it Arrested Rebellion. And what they did is Ron Howard is the narrator of the show Arrested Development, mm-hmm. right? He's not credited. But he's also directing the new Star Wars pick. So they took his narration from Arrested Development and put it into Star Wars, and it makes it like an episode of Arrested Development.
Never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
He didn't.
Should I have?
What a piece of junk.
It actually looked pretty good.
I've outrun Imperial starships, not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now.
Both things he just said were lies.
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Well, kinda. But he had another problem he had to deal with. Luckily, that worked, too.
The whole thing is about 4 minutes long, and it tells Han Solo's whole story. If you like either Star Wars or Arrested Development, you'll be all over it.
Very
it's
cool.
on my Facebook page.
Now, I bet you have a lot of mobbers that go crazy for that.
If you
right?
would take the time to watch Arrested Development, Mike, you would realize what a brilliant sitcom it is. I mean, it's a game changer, but Fox hit it and no one ever saw
By
it.
By the way, new show on Netflix, Ozarks.
Yes.
Ozarks.
Ozark.
Ozark. It is, I'm three episodes in, Mike.
Is that kind of a Sons of Anarchy vibe on that?
No, it's like a Breaking Bad without the without so much darkness.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a drug story.
Very intense.
I don't want to give anything away, Mike. You get into it, and I think you really really enjoy your Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
That is a subtle sell that might have hooked me right there.
Zarko, there's not much to watch right now. It's horrible.
No, it's difficult. Animal Kingdom on is it TNT or is it FX? I forgot.
I think that's
Animal
FX?
Kingdom. With Ellen Barkin.
TNT.
Ellen Barkin is absolutely incredible.
Jason,
and that is, she is making that show.
Jason absolutely. Bateman is in Ozark. So.
Oh, he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
Then, and that's the last person I would put in a show like
when
that.
When you see it, you're like, whoa. Like,
he's great.
We spent some money on the show.
All right, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Here's a tape for Oscar. This is a gamer, and it's the thing where people that are playing these...
Twitch!
They're playing these video games.
You can watch them play.
And they stream it.
Yes.
And so this guy is watching it. He is slightly startled by a bird in his video game, and he turns and sees his daughter and literally screams. I don't know why anyone would play a video game if it puts you in this kind of mood.
Makes me really appreciate streaming normal games there, where I can pause and enjoy it.
Here's his daughter. That's a grown man.
But he's got
what startled him?
The fact that his daughter came in the room. He was so into the game that another living person made him scream like Ned Flanders. I don't know why anyone would
want to. It happens to me when I play Overwatch.
Does it really?
Okay, imagine doing the show here, right?
Right.
And you're focused in on the show. You've got your one-liner. You've written down the next hack joke you're going to drop. Like, it's right there. And someone walks behind you and grabs your shoulder while you're doing the program.
All right.
I suppose.
And with video games more than any other media, you immerse yourself.
And you have these type of headphones on, so you can't hear them creeping up on you.
Can't hear them creep on you. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I actually told Shannon, this is not a bit. I said, Shannon, when I'm playing, you have to knock loudly on the door before you walk in.
So you don't startle him.
Or
if she wants to get out of the room.
Or I don't turn around and like swing because I think someone's attacking me, right?
Right, right. Yeah, that's you're immersed in it.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way when I'm eating a really good bowl of chowder.
So Norm MacDonald started his new video podcast.
I believe that, by the way. You do not want to be bothered.
Yeah, well, actually what he does
tap
is...
Tap me on the shoulder. Broth goes everywhere. It's not a pleasant deal.
It's not unlike a dog. He'll growl first, but he will strike. Just don't get near his food. Norm MacDonald has started his new video podcast and his first guest, David Letterman. David Letterman still looking ridiculous with the beard.
Yeah.
But it is a low-key Letterman interview, and there's this fascinating story. Letterman, when he was starting out, was actually on the game show circuit as a celebrity, like a Joanne Worley, and he was doing game shows. He said something about Pyramid I had no idea about.
I used to come in to New York and be on the $20,000 Pyramid.
Oh, that must be fun.
It was fun, except in those days I would just be slam dunk hungover when they started taping five shows in a row.
Yeah.
And, of course, the contestants are... you know, people who, Jesus, I could use $25,000 or $20,000 or whatever it was, and I would do pretty well in the beginning round, you know, the boom, the bang, bang, bang. But then when I would get to the pyramid, I never got the big money, and people would be so disappointed. And then I found out later, because some of the people who worked on the pyramid staff ended up working on our staff because the morning show, the same producer worked on the pyramid and our show. They told me that if they didn't like the celebrity guest, they would monkey with the pyramid to make it virtually impossible to win.
Oh, my God.
So then, I never won the big money.
They didn't like it.
Apparently not.
They didn't like him.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Apparently not. But, you know, don't be disarmed by Letterman's mellow demeanor. That's a little paranoia right there.
Sure,
Letterman still caring about that.
40 years later.
Proof?
No.
It's funny. I listened to that. I said, there's kind of two cool guys talking about that story. But do you think maybe...
And
really,
also...
Would they really go to those
But he's
lengths,
so smart about it. He doesn't say it's fixed. He says, yeah, they'd monkey with the pyramid.
They'd monkey with the pyramid.
Nothing that is enforceable.
Because brooding, hungover, caustic Dave wasn't popular with the producers. Pretty damn funny story, though.
Good stuff. Mike, you'll like this because I know you're a big fan of the Yankees organization.
Oh, you better believe it. Absolutely. My whole life.
A guy, lifelong fan. He's a player for the Yankees. His name is Todd Frazier. Had his first at-home at-bat for the Yankees yesterday. He grew up in New Jersey as a lifelong Yankees fan, and he steps up to the plate. Bases loaded. You know he's got to be excited, right?
Okay.
This is his first at-home at-bat in Yankee Stadium.
So here's Frazier with the bases loaded. No one out in the second. Hit hard. They'll get one. They may get a triple play out of this. Now they got him caught between second and third. Can you believe this? The throw to the second baseman.
Out of the baseline.
Out of the baseline is called. And guess what? Talk about the unbelievable happening right before your eyes. A triple play.
Yeah. Welcome to the majors.
Did you hear the boos in the background? They're booing him.
Welcome to the majors, Mr. Hobbs.
Yankees.
That's
Yankees.
Your magic audio ball.
Oh, my God.
Have a great Thursday, Wednesday, everybody.
That is Yankee land, everybody. That is fantastic. Wow. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeGomeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a really good show. Thanks for the hammer dam in the great state of Maine. Jumbo Jimmy! One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.